Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to God's Talk Radio. Every Monday, 5:30 to 6. We're going to do a little political talk and a little bit of sports talk, whatever you want. First, I want to start out with my political views. I am a center to the left, not a flaming right-winger or a flaming left-winger. I am what you call a normal guy. Now, if you want to talk sports, give me a call at 516-666-9990. It was a big Steeler win yesterday. Now, can they go on to beat Cincinnati? That's the question. Perfect is laying in the weeds, ready to injure somebody. My thoughts, get this clown first. Cheap shot him in the kneecaps, whatever you have to do. Put him out. First play, you're on defense. Play's over. Just like longest yard, kneecap him. Bust them up, put them in a hospital, end his career. Dirtiest player in the NFL, don't belong there. Get him out. Okay. How about that Bell performance yesterday? Amazing. How about Ben's stinky performance? A typical road game for Ben. Interceptions. Stinks. Three. Lousy passes. The one to Ladarius Green may have been Green's fault. The other two, Ben. Bad. Better play better in Cincinnati or they're going to go down the tubes. So what do you think? Give me a call. 516-666-9990 as far as political talk goes. It's amazing how the right wingers in this country are so patriotic until one of their boys gets in hot water. Then they backpedal, moonwalk. What am I talking about? Trump allegations or the allegations from the CIA and 18 other agencies that said that Russians hacked the election. I've watched more Republican right-wing goofballs moonwalk and stutter and stammer and make excuses on how that's a bunch of crap than I can believe. I thought these guys were the most patriotic people in the world. If it was Obama, they'd have hung him from the highest oak tree, and you better believe it. All right, we got a call here. Let me see. Let's get going here. Let's see. Welcome to God's Talk.
Hello, this is Dustin from. Hello, this is Dustin from Davenport. I have two things that recently appeared in the news. The first is Jeff Fisher has been canned after December 3rd. He just signed an extension through 2018. So does he get that money even though he's fired?
Yeah.
Is he still be? So they literally re-signed him to fire him. So he cashed out. That's a nice lottery scratch off for him. Nice little extension there. And the other one was Lane Kiffin. He signed. He's going to coach, I'm kind of shocked, Florida International
Southern
University.
Southern Florida Atlantic?
I think it's Florida, FIAU, Florida, some small Florida team. I don't know. I was shocked that he chose that school. I'm not sure how much they're paying him, but that's where he chose.
Yeah, well, how about the Steelers? What do you think of them?
I thought it was a good win, a nice survival win on the road. That's what you need. That's what this whole season's about. I mean, you get tested, and if they could somehow make the playoffs, they've been tested. They know how to play on the road. They played on the road last year in the playoffs. They could start winning these, one out, or keep building off their wins. they've got a nice streak going. I think next week, Ben, he'll definitely have a better performance. Bell, like you said, with Perfect, I'm a little worried for him, but like you said, we'll see who, you know, maybe take him out first. But because if he has to carry the ball 46 times and Perfect has 46 shots, I mean, that's not going to be good. Because this past week, he carried the ball 46 times. If you,
right.
You know, that guy only needs one shot at his kneecap, and that's it. So
right.
I hope. I'm hoping.
Look for a dirty game from him. Look for another one.
Oh, yeah. I think there will be a pregame fight during the game fight and then after. It'll be a bar scene.
Well, I hope somebody busts him in the mouth. What I hope is somebody cracks his kneecap. And I mean put him out for good. This guy's dirty. This guy does not belong in the league.
Well, I guess there's a Titans player that the Broncos player is claiming he tried to end his career. You know, like a hit to the knee. So I guess we'll when I saw that, I was shocked. It was, I think, Harry Douglas from the Titans. The Titans upset Denver, and there's a big brawl. So I expect that from the Steelers. If he injures them the third straight time, I mean, they should just throw him out of the NFL. I mean.
Well, I look for him to go after Roethlisberger.
Yeah, like he did last year. I mean, someone's going down. I just don't know who. He'll have a scheme of, you know, his targets. And it's just, if I'm Ben, get rid of the ball quick. And in this game, just try to do whatever, even if you win by 1 point, just do whatever it takes to win and be smart. Don't try to hold on to the ball with this guy, this clown. You know, you never know where he's going to. You know, he'll take a 15-yard penalty. He doesn't care.
Right.
That's
exactly.
That's none of his worries. So, I mean, don't put him in that, you know, situation. But,
exactly.
Yeah, I think it was definitely a big win. I thought last night's game was a big win for the Giants. The Giants have two wins versus Dallas. So if the Giants could somehow tie Dallas in that division, do you believe that Dallas still isn't safe to win that division? That's nuts. 11-2 and so
on. Yeah. Yeah, not good. I hope they don't win.
Then, and Jerry Jones said,
Jones is putting Romo in. How about, he's probably chomping at the bit to put Romo in since his boy lost to Dak guy. Didn't look good.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty funny that he even had to answer a question after, you know, Dak and Zeke got him there. So the fact that he's even talking about putting Romo in, that's not good for, you know, Dak and the Cowboys fan base, because that clown, Jerry Jones, he'll eventually put Romo back in there if, you know, if Dak has another, you know, one bad throw, and he'll, he wants Romo in there, so we'll see.
Yeah, leave it to Jerry. He'll mess it up, hopefully.
Yeah.
He can't stand Dallas, but they lose. I hope they lose.
Yeah, I'm hoping for it, too. I mean, they had a good season, but I'm hoping he finds a way. If they're going to lose by Jerry's way, whatever, Jerry's world, whatever he, however he wants to lose, put Romo in.
Exactly.
Go ahead. See what happens. He'll mess it up. He'll fumble the snap or something will go wrong. But,
Couldn't happen to a better one.
Low scoring game, though. I didn't watch any of it, but 10-7, I feel like that was a good game to watch. If you're an NFL fan, I feel like that was probably pretty boring. I went to bed at halftime. I just saw the score was 7-0, and to see the final score 10-7, I said, I'm actually glad I didn't watch.
Yeah, really.
Not
well,
that every
be a
game,
good game tonight. Patriots and Ravens, it ought to be a good one tonight.
Yeah. Baltimore
Ravens
always
know how to play the Patriots.
Yeah, they know. The Ravens and the Giants, they just know how to play New England tough. And Jets sometimes, too, give them that one good game, like in New York. But, you know, the Jets this season, not so much. But normally those three teams could, you know, give New England a really good game, a slugfest, a 12-round, you know, fight. It's a good matchup. Those
yeah.
two teams.
Well, Dust, thanks for the call, and listen in. Keep listening.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having
All right,
me
buddy.
On the show. I'll see you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. That's Dustin from Davenport. Always got that inside information. What a Steeler fan. Man, what a Steeler fan that guy is. Big sports fan in general. Yeah, just talking, kicking around Steelers and or anything you want to talk about in sports and politics. Well, like I was saying before Dustin called, I've never seen the Republicans like one guy seen on TV. He was the on the committee, intelligence committee, Chris. He was bad. He was making every excuse in the world for the Russians. Yeah, he couldn't. I thought Putin was a. They were talking to Putin there. I mean, these guys are hypocrites. Like you couldn't believe, man. These right wing guys, man, they just can't believe that party over country, buddy. Party over country. Let the country be damned and let their party rule. And that Mr. Ryan, he just can't wait to get his hands on Medicare and Social Security. Oh, he's just chomping at the bit. But then again, Trump said that he's not going to touch them. So, who's lying here? I mean, Trump? Trump's it's a good possibility that Big Don's full of it, like he is on everything else. He changes his mind. And the Chinese called him an eighth-grade punk, so I'm sure he's happy about that. Wonder what Don's going to tweet back. I hope you people are all ready to go to war here, because this guy is an accident ready to happen, this Trump. Believe me. Believe me. Just by the people he's putting in his cabinet or tells me all I want to know about what's going to happen. He got a guy in charge of labor that can't stand labor. Wants to put robots in place of people. Calls robots great. They don't call off. They don't argue. They don't even want money. That's best yet. But can't we replace him with a robot or Congress as much as they do? I mean, these guys are off. 6 months a year? Can't we replace them with a robot? Shake your head yes or no. And be more intelligent than they are. Oh, absolutely. I get a dog here more intelligent than some of these congressmen. I mean, you got a guy you put in charge of environment that hates environment. He's suing the EPA. To dump more arsenic and lead in water, actually suing the EPA so his companies can dump more shit in our water. And you put him in charge of the EPA, which he's going to tear down. Get ready to drink a lot of shit water, boys and girls. And you put these generals in charge of... The generals I don't know about. These big businessmen from Wall Street that Trump campaigned against. Goldman Sachs. Hillary was a puppet for Goldman Sachs. Hillary this for Goldman Sachs. This guy got all the Goldman Sachs in his cabinet. I mean, I think he dealt you stiffs a bill of goods there that voted for him. And I do call you stiffs. I don't... believe some of the stuff I've been hearing from this guy. I mean, this guy, this labor guy, he just can't wait to put robots in. And how about Boeing laying off 700 people? Trump said that planes cost too much. So you know what they said? Well, we'll just lay people off. You don't want to order from us, we'll lay people off. There goes your economy, cuz. Or you can give us the money. What's old Don going to do? Yeah, the carrier, they said that, I seen a guy on TV, the carrier, CEO. You know what he's going to do? He even said it. They're going to take that $7 million. They're going to reinvest in the company, all right, but they're going to reinvest in automation. You know what that means? Less jobs. Robots. That's what that means. Anytime you hear they're going to invest in renovation, that means you're getting cut out of a job. Hey, go get your Trump hat on right now. Go walk around the neighborhood, make Trump great. Mm-hmm. We'll see how great he makes you. We'll see. I don't think it's going to be pretty. But that's my opinion. But oh, by the way, I said I was liberal. Just so you know, some people call me Libby and all that crap. And here's some of the fallacies. You can stick up your rear end sideways, okay? I did work for a living, okay? I hear some of these righties say, get a job. You don't have a job because you're a little Democrat or whatever. I did work for a living, punk, okay? I do have a gun, and I will shoot you square in the eyeballs if you fuck with me, okay? Okay? Third, put two kids through college. Okay? And I do wear clothes. I'm not a bum. So we'll shut down the fallacy of, and here's the big part, clown asses. I'm a veteran, okay? So stick that theory square in your ass too, punk, okay? Nah, we got that straight. Okay. Let's get back to the sports talk a little lighter. What do you do with Le'Veon Bell? And what do you do with Antonio Brown next year? The big dilemma here. Can you sign both of these guys? Sure. I think Steelers are going to have a lot of cap room. I think Mr. Timmons is going to be either cut or asked to take a huge pay cut. And if he doesn't, I think they'll say bye-bye. I think they'll get rid of Marcus Wheaton. I think they'll get rid of J.J. Jones. I think he's been a bust. I can say that after all these years. I've been holding out and saying he wasn't and giving time. And I think he's a bust. Who knows? Maybe he'll go to New England and be a star up there. Wheaton will probably go up there and break all kind of records, and Brady will make him an all-pro, watch. But here, they're nothing. Stink. Bad. Hurt. Stink. So what we have is a dilemma in Pittsburgh. Well, you can, but I don't think there is. I would sign Brian to a long-term contract, sign him up, give him his 5 years, whatever. That guy's in phenomenal shape. Bell, franchise him. Franchise him, pay him what the backs get. He's the best back in the league. Run his ass away, run his ass ragged. Next year, he has a productive year. You can always sign him to the franchise tag again. I think you can sign him twice. If not, if you don't want it, then you will. What's a running back getting now? 12,000 to 13,000, the highest paid, 15. That's pretty good money. So there is something you can do. You can franchise Bell and sign Bron. I think everybody else is more or less signed for next year. That's pretty good. But, yeah, that's what I'd do. I'd keep – you got to keep Bell. You got to keep Bron. These guys are your offense. And I would draft a quarterback in the second round. Outside linebacker in the first, again, quarterback in the second. Third round, I'd draft a running back. Fourth round, I'd try to get myself a nice stud defensive tackle. Fifth round, good luck, sixth, seventh, whatever. And I would also sign try to sign a couple free agents. All depends on what you can afford after you sign Bell and Braun. Probably not much. But that's what I do. Give me your thoughts. 516-666-9990. What do you think of the current politics situation in this country? Russians hacking the election? Republicans sure don't believe it. If it was Obama, they'd be having hearings, boy. Ho, 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 ho. They'd be having hearings every day, boy. This would be the biggest thing since peanut butter, buddy. It's not so big up there now because it's one of their boys. One of their boys are going to get in, and they want power. They want power up there. They don't care. Country? No. Party. Party, baby. Power. They can't wait to get their hands on the government. They don't believe in government. Yet they're all drawing checks. Amazing, isn't it? None of these guys believe in government, but they're all drawing big checks and getting big health care benefits. Every single one of them. Amazing, isn't it? Simply amazing. What do you think? Give me a call, 516-666-9990. We're on every Monday, 5:30 to 6. Big game tonight with the Ravens and the Pats. Like I told Dustin, the Ravens play the Pats tough. I wouldn't doubt the Ravens go up there and beat that team, man. I'll tell you. Without Gronk, it's going to be tough, tough sledding. But then again, New England don't lose up there, so, you know, I'll tell you what, you gotta root for the Pats tonight. Got to. How about them Penguins? They're five games in a row. They're on a run, man. Only problem is everybody in their division's on a run. I think Philly won 8 in a row. Shit. Columbus won 6, 7 in a row. Rangers won 8, 9 in a row. Man, everybody's winning. Penguins are winning, but they ain't gaining no ground on nobody. Everybody else is winning. Amazing. Heck of a division here. But going back to the Steelers in Cincinnati, I think it's going to be brutal. I think there's going to be fights galore. And when they played here, they were mild, Cincinnati. There was nothing going on. You get that punk Burkfoot in there. He starts cheap shotting people. There's going to be some fights. He's cheap shots one of my players. He's gone. Gone. He better have his head on a swivel. Because I would take his kneecap right out without him and take the fine and the suspension. And everybody in the league would send money to pay for it, too. Believe me. The guy is dirty. Him and the Pac-Man. The Pac-Man will be big mouthing, too. That punk. Big mouth Pac-Man. He bad-mouthed Terrell Pryor up here in Cleveland, said he was nothing. Well, guess what? He don't exactly have the best quarterback throwing the ball there, Pac-Boy. I'd like to see this kid with Brady or one of these good quarterbacks can throw the ball to him and you cover him. Cleveland, they're not exactly any championship-caliber team there, Pac-Man. He's a jerk, one of the biggest jerks in the league, too. What's he been in the jail and in and out of prison and all that other crap? Take Burfict with you. Cincinnati, what a low-class organization down there, aren't they? They're low-class. No class. Even the fans, low-class. See him last year in that game against the Steelers, a playoff game. They're throwing bottles on the field and everything. That's low class. Go back to the trailer park. Change a tire on your trailer. Jerks. That's the same people that voted for Trump, probably. It's amazing how these old people vote for Trump, all these elderly people. They vote Republican all the time. And all Republicans do is take stuff off them. Republicans are masters at convincing people that the rich need more to survive, and the poor and middle class need less. They got these people convinced. You don't need Social Security or Medicare. We'll give you a voucher for $500. That'll pay for it. And all the trained SEALs clap. They can't wait to get it. You don't need Social Security. I mean, I know that's your only income, but you don't need it. We're going to cut that in half, and all the trained SEALs clap. Yay, take it off me. Yay, I can't wait. Yay. I worked all my life. I paid into Social Security all my life, but please take it off me, Mr. Ryan and the Republicans. But you know we got to give the rich a tax cut, don't you? I mean, they'll put more money in the economy, won't they? Sure they will. It'll go right in their pocket or over the Cayman Islands. Or they'll reinvest in the company, and you know what that means, don't you? You're out the door with thumb up your rear end and a robot's taking your job. But you'll clap like trained SEALs for it, and you'll love it. Yeah, you'll love it. It's amazing. Bush, what'd he lose, 80,000 jobs a month? They loved it. We want to go back to that. We want to go bankrupt. We want the Wall Street to screw us royally. Yeah, take all our money, our savings, everything. 401k, down the shitter. Yeah, take it. Yeah, you need more. We need less. You know why? The Republicans told me. They wouldn't lie. They're patriots. They're Americans. You Democrats are just communists, just terrible for the country. You liberals, you never worked a day in your life. You never worked. You're a liberal. You couldn't. You couldn't serve, could you? You're a liberal. No liberals ever served. Oh, right-wing radio got you convinced of that. But meanwhile, they're the biggest draft dodgers on earth. Limbaugh and Savage and Levin and all these guys, they never served. O'Reilly, he's saying more excuses than Trump. Cheney, I see a 10 deferments. Gingrich, he was too busy leaving his wife on her sickbed, giving her divorce papers. A class act. There's a class act for you. Yeah, they wouldn't do that. You couldn't work. You're a liberal. How could you have a job? How could you? Oh, you're just terrible for the country. Yeah. How dare you want to drink clean water? How dare you want to breathe clean air and your kids breathe clean air and your grandkids drink clean water down the road? I mean, you don't believe in arsenic in the water and lead. Come on. It's good for you. How do I know? Limbaugh told me. He told me on his radio show it was good for me. Sure. He wouldn't lie. That guy's a true American. What an American he is. Oh, yeah. I think he had a cyst on his rear end when he was in the draft board. They said, Ross, you got a cyst on your rear end. How'd you get that? He wouldn't tell them. Geez, I wonder how he got it. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Go look it up. It's true. Trump, same thing. Foot hurt him. Yeah, his foot hurt. A lot of people died in their places. Good people. Better than them. Well, tune in next Monday and give me a call, 5:30 to 6. I'll be looking forward to it. Signing off. Bye-bye.